Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I have a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. TaxMama.com is the website, and her new book, which is going to come out in a couple of months that you can pre-order now, Deduct Everything. I love that title. Published by, who is
Humanics.
It? Humanics. And a division of
Newsmax.
So check that out, folks.
It's going to be fun.
And she's going to launch it on this show in a couple of months. So we're looking forward to that. So what are some last thoughts, Eva? Help us do what we got to do between now and December 31st to affect our taxes this year.
Well, you know what? I came across the concept of donor-advised funds. And if you go to MarketWatch and put in that term, you'll get a lot more detail because I just wrote an article about it. But this is where you want to make charitable contributions and you're not exactly positive who you want to pay yet, and you just pop your money into one of these funds.
Mm-hmm.
You can open at any of the major brokerages, and then you can decide where to put the money later. This is a way to get a big deduction right now without actually making decisions.
Because you've got the money out. The money is out of your hands.
The money is out of your
hands. And you just haven't distributed it yet.
Now, who is this really good for on the lower, not million-dollar level? For instance, I have a client who makes very large donations to religious organizations, and they're all run by volunteers, and try to get a receipt from them before you file a tax return is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
If you make the contribution to your donor-advised fund and do it from the fund, they'll take care of all of that, and you only need the receipt for your contribution to the fund.
What's the expense of the fund?
Great question. I was talking to some experts at Ernst & Young and to another certified financial planner, and they said the maximum tends to be about 1% of the fund on the high fund,
right.
So it's much lower than that on the lower fund. Well worth it to save a deduction you might otherwise lose. So cuts down record keeping and everything else. It's a great idea for
somebody
who wants to get a big deduction now and who tithes anyway. The other thing is, I have a client who's an older lady who always gives $10,000 to her church. She can't use the deduction. Look at yourself and your family. Can they not use these kinds of deductions, itemized deductions? Give the money to a family member who can use the deduction. Let them make the donation. So I just got her son an extra $10,000 deduction.
And the gifting to him doesn't cost either one of them?
Doesn't cost a thing. She can gift it to him, to his wife,
right.
To his children, whatever.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So you can spread that around.
Yeah.
So let's see, that was one of the things that we were talking about. And what else? There was one, the mileage rates.
Mm-hmm.
The new mileage rates for 2016 are out. And those are down. So the business mileage is 54 cents instead of 57.5. That dropped quite a bit. Medical and moving mileage is 19 cents. Down from 23.
Well, that's because of the price of gas.
Yeah, I guess. Has it gone down that much?
It's gone down a lot.
You know what? Someone said that it went down below $2 somewhere.
Well, I've driven across the Southeast in the last few weeks, months, and last few months, and I paid as low as $1.58.
Holy cow.
Yeah, $1.68.
It's time for me to get out of the
house. I didn't fly over America. It's closer to 170, 80 right now.
That's great.
So, it's coming
down. Last time I bought gas, it was almost $4.
But you're in California. You're in California, in the land of fruits and nuts, so that's the way things are out there.
But I only drive 1,000 miles a year, so I never go out and buy gas.
Well, that's well. She's talking about driving, folks. She has a limousine and a driver. They take her wherever she wants to go. She has peeps when she needs to go somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So,
we are in California.
So Eva, I want to thank you for all the great years that you've given us, for all the abiding support and wisdom and information you provided us as we wrap up this year. I just want you to know that you're one of the folks that I'm most grateful for in my life.
Well, I bet you say that to all the folks.
No.
But seriously, Jim.
I only said that to you today.
I love you. You know, I am just so thrilled you've been doing this for so many years.
Well, but you've been
I'm
right
so
here
proud
with
of
me.
You.
We appreciate it. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com.
And Deduct Everything. That's the new book, folks. Pre-order it at Amazon. Eva Rosenberg. We'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow, Christmas Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.